Hello and welcome to the Oikos Family Podcast. I'm Sonia Wood and this is Season 3, Episode 11. And today I'm going to share with you my do's and don'ts list. It's a long list, lots of do's and lots of don'ts. The things we can be doing to make changes to our lifestyle for the good, and the things we shouldn't be doing that are not necessarily resulting in an improved lifestyle. So I have been doing this series, sharing with you part by part by part of the Abundant Life book, because the content in that book has lots of practical things, do's and don'ts being the example of today's podcast. And so what I'd like to suggest is that you don't try and absorb it all in one go, because it's a lot. So listen to it, sure, but then pick from the do's things that you're not doing yet that you think maybe you should be doing, and write those down and put them on the fridge or something. I mean, I had my do's and don'ts list, the whole list that you'll be hearing about now. We had that. I wrote it up, printed it out, and stuck it up all over the house. We do this and we don't do that. And the same applied to just like household living. You know, we did a similar thing, but that's another topic. For today's podcast, talking to you about the do's and don'ts regarding lifestyle choices for a journey to abundant health. And that's why the book is called Abundant Life, because it's about the journey from chronic and terminal illness to abundant life, which could be confusing as to what has that got to do with the learning lifestyle at home, the Oikos Family Podcast. But I believe it's got a lot to do with it because of all the practical support in it and things that you can actually begin to apply to your learning lifestyle that you can impart to your children by teaching them these things as well as being an example in them. And so, yes, there is a lot. The do's and don'ts list that you're going to hear from part 10 of the Abundant Life book. And so, as I say, maybe just pick one or two of the do's and one or two of the don'ts and put them up on, write them out and put them up in your home and just apply those until they become a habit. An example, let me think of an example. Don't eat bought bread and rather start making your own bread. Now, that can take a long time to get into the lifestyle. If you're not doing it already, it can take a while. So just do that one only. In actual fact, we were visiting with some people last week sometime, and they were very, very excited to say they had bought themselves a bread maker. And I thought, oh, good. You know, it's one step towards improving a lifestyle, because bought bread is really not healthy. Well, unless you're getting it from the local bakery or so. And anyway, it's full of chemicals and all that stuff. Another whole topic. But for now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you with this do's and don'ts list. And as I say, if you can just pick one or two things from it and start applying them into your life if they're not there already. Because I mean, I know this is a long journey. We're many, many years down the road with it. And still, we've got so much to learn. I think it never ends. It's a constant learning process. So a good time to start is right now. So when I hear of something that we can change or improve, I've learned that it's a good idea to just start. Don't think about it too much, because you'll probably find lots of reasons why you can't start. So I'm going to hope that after you've listened to this do's and don'ts, there'll be something you can start with that will bring some value and improve your lifestyle for the good. So there you go. I hope you enjoy part 10 of Abundant Life. Thanks for listening. Part 10, Do's and Don'ts. I've made a list of do's followed by a list of don'ts. The do list: spend time daily in God's word and pray. Find time each day to rest and have joy. Make joy happen. Laughter is good medicine. Filter your drinking water. Use olive oil or palm oil for cooking and salads. Eat organically grown foods. Eat 75% raw food, fruit and vegetables each day. Organic food has 8 times the nutritional content of food growing with toxic chemicals, pesticides, and herbicides. Have natural sunlight for at least 10 minutes a day. It will keep your vitamin D level at peak, which is important for sleep and good mental health. Cook with cinnamon, cloves, and parsley daily. These are natural dewormers. Soak your dishcloths overnight to keep them clean. Keep hands washed and cleaned well. Scrub under fingernails. Read labels on food, which you buy, so as to not put toxins in. Keep toxins out. Do a herbal detox until your body is clean or until your body is well, and then keep a maintenance detox going. Lower your salt and sugar intake. Try getting both out of your diet. Use herbal salt. Sugar suppresses the immune system, causing your body to be challenged instead of strong and able to fight off unwanted germs and disease. Do not smoke and keep alcohol to a minimum. Drink freshly made fruit juice daily. Eat fruit. Make your own bread with organic flour. Drink 1 liter of filter water each day. Stay away from processed food as much as possible. Keep as much as your intake as close to God's original form as He made it. Have a teaspoon of castor oil once a week or once a fortnight to keep that colon clean. Have a pinch to half a teaspoon of Epsom salts in a little hot water once a week or once a fortnight to detox the cells and keep the body clean. Take care of His temple and He will do mighty things through you. Have courage. Change the things you must change immediately for your body's sake, and change the other things slowly, one step at a time. You have not failed unless you don't try. When you stop trying, that is when you will feel loss and failure. Never, never, never stop trying. Nothing is impossible. Only that which has not yet been attempted. And now the don't list. Don't worry. Worry does not add a day to your life. Avoid the use of microwaves. Cooked food in a microwave changes from usable form amino acids to D form, which are not rapidly absorbed. Besides, microwaves leak radiation. Potato chips and fried foods have twice the fat content. Red meat is bad for you, especially if the meat has been raised on antibiotics and contains mycoplasma, which destroys natural intestinal flora or hormones. Avoid cosmetics and suntan lotions with loads of toxins. Find natural cosmetics at health stores. Tinned food is preserved with nitrates. Don't eat processed foods. Research has shown that 3 hours of cell phone usage can reduce CD4 count up to a third because they give off EMF. Avoid excessive cell phone usage. Margarine is genetically modified rapeseed, which contains trans fatty acids. Rather use butter. Better yet, use olive oil. Plastics are harmful. They are made from chemicals and poisons. Try use glass instead. Avoid tea bags. They have benzene in the paper. Use least tea leaves. Don't eat bought bread. Make your own with organic flour. Avoid sodas. They have approximately 8 teaspoons of sugar per can. Drink freshly squeezed fruit juice, filter water, iced tea made with loose tea leaves, hot tea and herbal teas, coffee made from ground coffee beans, not instant coffee. We have followed this do's and don'ts list for a number of years now, and the results for us are our bodies feel stronger, healthier, more energetic, and younger. I received this letter from someone who had read the first edition of Abundant Life. This letter arrived while I was working on the revision, so I thought it would be good to include it here. Unfortunately, I do not know Dr. Stephen Mack personally, so I cannot make referrals. So here is the letter written by Dr. Mack in a response to an email he received. Dear Sonia, thank you for the email on fruits and juices. It's one of the strategies to heal cancer. Lately, my success rate in curing cancer is about 80%. Cancer patients shouldn't die. The cure for cancer has already been found, whether you believe it or not. I'm sorry for the hundreds of cancer patients who die under the conventional treatments. Very few live for 5 years under conventional treatments, and most live for only 2 to 3 years. The conventional treatments don't make any difference because most cancer patients also live for about 2 to 3 years without any treatment. It is difficult to cure cancer patients who've undergone chemo and radiation, as their cells are toxic and weak. When there's a relapse, the cancer spreads very fast, as the resistance is poor. Thank you and God bless. Dr. Mack.